It's Wednesday, February 13th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday night, President Donald Trump held a rally in El Paso, Texas, near the southern border, to call attention to his desire to finish the wall. He also emphasized the sanctity of life.
Democrats are also pushing extreme late-term abortion. Allowing children to be ripped from their mother's womb right up until the moment of birth. What's that all about? So in Virginia, the governor stated that he would even allow a newborn baby to come out into the world and wrap the baby and make the baby comfortable and then talk to the mother and talk to the father and then execute the baby. Execute the baby. Incredible. Millions of innocent, beautiful babies are counting on us to protect them, and we will. That is why last week I called on Congress to immediately pass legislation prohibiting extreme late-term abortion. Many people never even heard. I mean, did you ever hear of anything like this?
Call your two senators and congressmen and ask them to support the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. The number is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. The Houston Chronicle released a report on Sunday documenting over 700 victims of alleged sexual abuse by 380 Southern Baptist leaders and volunteers since 1998. New Testament scholar and author Scott McKnight, author of over 50 books, wrote in a blog entry, quote, "This is about women who are vulnerable to overpowering men. This is about young people, mostly women, who looked up to male leadership, about mostly women whose trust in the man of God was turned into a nightmare of moral violence," end quote. McKnight stated that now was a time of listening and a period to, quote, "repent, to lament, to grieve, to weep," end quote. 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 5 outlines the qualifications for a man to become a leader in the church. Whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? Last Thursday, Democrat Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, who has declared his presidential candidacy, violated Article 6 of the Constitution, which expressly prohibits religious tests on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He applied a religious test to a judicial nominee named Naomi Rao about whether she, as a Catholic, thought that homosexual behavior was a sin. Rao is President Trump's nominee to replace Brett Kavanaugh on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. To his credit, Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah condemned such questioning and specifically called out Democratic Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono.
The problem with asking a nominee about the particulars of his or her religious beliefs is that those questions inevitably expose those beliefs as somehow a qualifier or a disqualifier for public office. That is flatly inconsistent with at least the spirit, if not also the letter, of at least two provisions of the Constitution. So I would ask Senator Hirono, in what circumstance, in what way, shape, or form is asking Naomi Rao whether she believes particular conduct to be sinful an appropriate question to be asked in this committee, ever?
These probing questions, if you were to list all of the questions that we ask, they have to do with whether or not these nominees very strongly held religious views, as well as any other views that may not enable them to be objective as judges in lifetime positions, I think that's a legitimate area of inquiry. And it is not that we all ask, do you think such and such is a sin, et cetera, et cetera. Although, well,
that was asked that this week. This week it was asked. I'm not making this up.
Learn more about the timeline of Democrats applying a religious test in violation of the Constitution at frc.org/religious-tests. And finally, a Christian family-owned grocery store with locations in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi has garnered national attention for a recent mailer ad that included a statement many considered political, reports the Christian Post. Max Cash Saver sent a weekly ad circular, which in addition to noting that pork chops were 98 cents per pound, also included this statement, quote, "Heaven has a wall, a gate, and a strict immigration policy. Hell has open borders. Let that sink in," end quote. Jesus articulated how narrow that heavenly gate is in John 14:6. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.